Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the scriptures of John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. And I read, Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was sitting there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we looked on to the credibility of Jesus's life and the words that he fulfilled. And I would like to encourage you to note that from the moment of his birth to the hour of his death, Christ's life was predicted in detail by the Old Testament prophets. He fulfilled about 40 different prophecies during his lifetime. Statistically, the chances of that happening are about 1 in a billion. Why is it important to point this out? Because out in the world, there are voices being raised that question his virgin birth, his deity, his miracles, his resurrection, and his soon return. Evidently, the same people were around when Peter lived, and he writes, I will work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I am gone. That's what he writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 21. Then he says, For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes when he received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy. We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and Christ, the morning star, shines in your hearts. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, you can fully and totally trust in the Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ, and believe in his word and in his promises. And I assure you that you'll never go wrong. I assure you that he will always be there with you, for you, in your boat, in your journey of faith. When you proclaim, when you profess Christ, he is always there with you. Hallelujah. So today, go out in boldness and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, for sending your Son Jesus into this world so that he will be our Savior. We thank you that, Lord, he died for us on the cross of Calvary in accordance to the prophets, in accordance to the Torah, in accordance to the Old Testament. Lord, we can see that, Father, every book in the Bible, Lord, depicts the life of Christ, and we can fully and totally depend on the credibility of Jesus in our lives. Lord God Almighty, you are a faithful God. You never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today, Lord, I pray that, Father, we will be fully fortified in our faith, in our minds, in our hearts. Lord, our hearts will be filled with agape love. Our bowels will move with compassion. Our mind will be the mind of Christ, that will be focused on Yeshua the Messiah. Lord God Almighty, today I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them. And Lord God Almighty, confirm your word with them, your covenantal promises with them, that they'll be assured in their spirit, of God, and they'll be confident in their proclamation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the ones who may be grappling with health conditions. We know that, Father, we are confident in one thing, that our Lord Jesus, he took away our sin and he took away our sicknesses on the cross of Calvary, on his back, when he was beaten 39 times, that by his stripes and by his wounds, we were healed and made whole. And by the same stripes, our people are made well in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you the glory. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.